If the Senate will please come to order. Roll call.
Roll call for Friday, March 4. Anderson.
Here.
Barnard.
Verified.
Bebout.
Here.
Boner.
Here.
Burns.
Here.
Case.
President.
Christensen.
Here.
Coe.
Here.
Cooper.
Here.
Kraft.
Here.
Dockstader.
Here.
Driscoll.
Here.
Emmerich.
Here.
Escobel.
Here.
Geis.
Here.
Hastert.
Here.
Hicks.
Here for not very much
longer. Johnson.
Here.
Kinski.
Here.
Landon.
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 Excused. AWOL.
Meyer.
Here.
Pappas.
Here.
Perkins.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Ross.
Here.
Rothfuss.
Present.
Scott.
Here.
Von Slatern.
Here.
Wasserberger.
Here.
President Nicholas.
Here.
Rothfuss present here.
Landon is still not here.
Landon's excused.
Okay. He had 29 present, one excused.
Anybody seen Senator Landon this morning?
President.
Senator Perkins?
Yes, Mr. President. Senator Landon worked by the President. I thought he had talked to himself.
Oh.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bill Landon's mother went into the hospital yesterday and has got some difficulty, and so he ran up to Casper. Like a good son should. He's been kind of responsible for helping his parents who are elderly, and they've moved into Casper in the last several months so they can be closer there. And she's having a bit of trouble, went to the hospital, so he needed to run home to attend to that family business. They asked if he'd be excused.
He is excused. Thank you. Reverend Frank, would you please lead us with the prayer?
Let us pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come before you today, and we are thankful for another day that you've given to us. We lift up Senator Landon to you and his mother, and we pray for your physical touch of healing for her, your care over that family. Father, we ask also for our families that you would care for them and that you would pour blessing upon them today while we are away. And Lord, you would look over them. Father, we ask today as we come and gather here that you would meet us here, that you would give us wisdom and understanding, guidance and direction. That, Father, you would help us to accomplish all that is before us and to do it well and to do it for your honor and glory. And we ask these things in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Please join me in prayer. Heard the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Play ball. I'll tell you what, the coolest part of being president is leading the prayer and the pledge and play ball every morning. It makes you feel good every morning. All right, the reading correction approval of the journal. Will the reading clerk please read the journal committee report?
Mr. President, your journal committee reports that the journal of March 3, 2016 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Wasserberger, Chairman.
Are there any objections to the I should have clarified to the report, not to the chairman. There being none to the report, the report is adopted. The doctor of the day is Afzal Khan. I don't see Dr. Khan here, but we'll welcome him if he is here. There's no nurse of the day. Today in Wyoming history, 1886, Governor Warren authorized the construction of a Capitol building as approved by the legislature. As approved by the legislature. Isn't that interesting? And session status. And is that the Ross Capitol building? It must be the same one. The session status. Today is day 20 of the proposed 20-day session. Joint conference reports are due on the front desk by 2 p.m. I don't know who put 2 p.m. How about let's make that 1 p.m.? I guess they're due by 2. And Senator Esquivel.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. President.
You may have it.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the body, I would hope that you'd be able to, that you would help me welcome and recognize a young boy. You might have seen an article in the paper about him recently. Local child launches homeless nonprofit. Stephen Quickley is the CEO of Change for the Hungry at age 8. He's a student at Fairview, and with him is his brother JT, and his mother Karen, and his father John. Would you?
Good for you.
Yeah.
And now he's eager to get back to school.
Go the slow route. Reverend Frank, I assume you won't be with us Monday. If you do, it'll be lonely. We want to thank you for this week. We want to thank you for your parking space. It's been great. And your hospitality. And we do have a coin that we'd like to share with you. It's just a legislative coin just to show our appreciation for your taking time to lead us in prayer. Thank you very much for being here. And we have Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think that we need to discuss or address the issues of the Senate chamber this morning and some of the tomfoolery and how the Senate was kind of punked this morning. And I'm not sure everybody knows has noted or found all of their items in their desk, such as empty alcohol bottles, the flour or the anthrax that's possibly on in all of their desks, empty beer cans and stickers that were around. And Mr. Chair or Mr. President, I just wondered if maybe you wouldn't appoint a committee of two to escort the ducks to be released on the House floor.
The ducks. That's a good idea. I believe they're geese. Point of order.
Geese.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate my colleague bringing that up. And actually, you know, over the years, the shenanigans have been fun. But there was a little concern about what happened last night. And actually, you know, we're getting a picture of those culprits, if you would, that from that other body. And we really need to rein in a little bit the tomfoolery that's going on. So, Mr. President, I'm not sure how you want to proceed other than I think we should send a message to the House that it's all fun and games to have those kind of events occur. But it went a little too far this time, Mr. President. And our guard who takes care of this body was pretty upset this morning when I got here. And I understand that, so you might think about talking to the Speaker, however you want to proceed, Mr. President, but we need to send a little message that, you know, we're here to do the citizens' work, and having fun is fine, but we don't want to carry it too far.
Well, part of the problem, folks, is that there's about a 45 minutes of staff work. What you didn't see were the chairs moved out, things like that. So before anybody even shows up, our staff are returning things, and a modest amount is good humored. But the and I know who's responsible. It's not a genetic issue, but it is. It's an intoxication issue. Senator Hastert.
One other thing too is that I know that there was an individual from the Senate that was here around 10:30 last night to uphold the honor of the Senate, only to find the House locked up like Fort Knox and was unable to get in there. I don't know who that senator was, but was very distressed that it was unable to uphold the honor of the Senate. So whatever happened in the Senate happened after that time, but there was an attempt to uphold the honor of the Senate.
Thank you. So let's keep the ducks. The geese. Let's keep the geese, and somebody take them home, and that'll be our gag. All right. Let's see. We have a special person to talk about today. We have Evan. Where's Evan? Come on up here. Evan, you've been with us from February 22nd through March 4th, and you've done a wonderful job. We have a resolution that I can read, but, you know, you can read it when you're gone. You don't need me to read it. But you've done a great job. We've really enjoyed having you. And we really hope that this has had an influence on you that's a good impression, not as the one that we saw this morning. And we have for you the resolution that we customarily provide, and we have the coin that I'd like to give to you, and as is the tradition, we'd like to hear from you. So if you come on over here, I'll hand you this, and come give us a discussion. Thank you very much for being with us. There you go. And the microphone is live. It's all yours.
So really all I want to say is thank you for the opportunity to be here and to work with all of you. I thank you all for your kindness and the advice that you give me as I move on into my future. And I feel really blessed and privileged to have had the opportunity to work here, especially it being Senator Johnson and Senator Gaius's last year. I'm really glad that I was able to be here before you left, and I just want to say thank you to all of you.
Thank you very much. You've worked so hard, you don't have to go back to school next week. We're at that order of business of enrolled acts. Yeah, I'll bet. Senate Enrolled Act Number 51.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 51, being original Senate File Number 97, an act relating to education.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 51, being original Senate File Number 97. I so signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 52.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 52, being original Senate File Number 76, an act relating to trade and commerce.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 52, being original Senate File Number 76. So signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 53.
Senate Enrolled Act No. 53 being original Senate File No. 72, an act relating to highways.
About ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act No. 53 being original Senate File No. 72. I so sign. Senate Enrolled Act No. 54.
Senate Enrolled Act No. 54 being original Senate File No. 91, an act relating to state institutions.
I'm about ready to sign. Senate Enrolled Act No. 54 being original Senate File No. 91. I so signed. That's Senate Enrolled Act No. 53.
Senate Enrolled Act No. 53 being original Senate File No. 72, an act relating to highways.
I already signed Senate File 53. Senate Enrolled Act No. 55.
Senate Enrolled Act No. 55 being original Senate File No. 75, an act relating to crimes and offenses.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act No. 55 being original Senate File No. 75. I so signed. I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act No. 56 being original Senate File No. 58. I so signed. Senate Enrolled Act No. 57.
Senate Enrolled Act No. 57 being original Senate File No. 73, an act relating to welfare.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act No. 57 being original Senate File No. 73. That's so signed. I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act No. 58 being... No, Senate Enrolled Act No. 58.
Senate Enrolled Act No. 58 being original Senate File No. 68, an act relating to administration of government.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act No. 58 being original Senate File No. 68. Reorganization. Actually, I think I'll refuse to sign this one. Senate Enrolled Act No. 59.
Senate Enrolled Act No. 59 being original Senate File No. 92, an act relating to administration of government.
Don't do it.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act No. 59 being original Senate File No. 92.
You're killing me.
I've so signed. How about some joint conference committee reports just for entertainment?
Thank you.
40 and 40C? I don't. Yeah. You have the other one? All right. I guess we muffed one. So, Senator Ross, are you ready with respect to correcting a mistake? Your mistake. Somebody's mistake.
Staff.
Staff. Ooh.
No.
Ooh, bad, bad form. So, would the reading clerk please read in the message with respect to Senate File 40?
Senate File 40, Joint Conference Committee Number 1, to engrossed copy, corrected copy.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. Pursuant to Senate Rule 12-11, I move to rescind the Senate's vote on the Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 for Senate File 40 so that the body can vote on a corrected copy of that report. This requires a two-thirds majority vote.
The motion is the Senate do adopt, no, actually do rescind. The motion is that you rescind the vote on the original, which I don't have in front of me, the Joint Conference Committee Report on 40, correct?
That's correct. There was a technical error.
Okay. And will the... So instead of File 40, it was a Joint Conference Committee report, and you're voting to rescind your adoption of that. Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll? You've been asked to vote aye. It takes two-thirds, and you've been asked to vote aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case? Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Co?
Okay,
Co?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstader?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Landon Excuse Meyer. Aye. Pappas. Aye. Perkins.
Aye.
Aye. Peterson.
Aye.
Aye. Ross.
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Aye. Scott.
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern.
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger.
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to rescind the previous action with respect to the Joint Conference Committee report. We now have a corrected copy to consider. If the reading clerk would please read in the report.
Senate File 40, Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1, to engrossed copy, corrected copy, signed by Representatives Nicholas, Baker and Stubson, and Senators Ross, Barnard, and Bebout.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move corrected copy, Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1, in reference to Senate File 40, corrected copy. Urge you to vote aye. Members of the Senate, what actually happened, there was a need for a technical correction on the report that was adopted by this body yesterday. Specifically, one deleted House amendment was inadvertently omitted from the language on the report. The corrected copy is as follows above there, and you'll see the correct House amendments, and which were adopted and deleted now. And I'd urge you to vote aye.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt the corrected copy Joint Conference Committee Report identified as Senate File 40 JC001, and you've been asked to vote aye. Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns? Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstader?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escabel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon, excuse Meyer?
No.
No. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Plater?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 27 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted the corrected copy to the Joint Conference Committee report for Senate File 40, identified as JC-001. The Conference Committee, with respect to House Bill 14, included one of the conferees was Senator Landon. Senator Landon is replaced with Senator Dockstader. I apologize. The Conference Committee, with respect to House Bill 19, included Senator Landon, who has been excused in his absence. He's replaced by Senator Dockstader. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, we have one more Conference Committee to report, but we're waiting for the some more information. Otherwise, that clears the desk for this moment.
Mr. President.
Senator, Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, privilege of the floor.
You may have it.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, over the years, and I did it earlier this year, I have consistently brought to this body that I am involved with a company that has been on state work, and this particular company has been on highways, it's been on AML work, it's been on bidding on water wells, on leaking underground storage tanks. And Mr. President, I always consider myself a class of persons based on an attorney general's opinion. In 1997, opinion was opined by Justice Hill, Michael Hubbard, and Jennifer Evans, and it clearly states in there that particular one was dealing with school leases and a class of persons. And under our rule, Mr. President, 12-2B, if a member is uncertain, although I'm not, I'm going to request that the Rules Committee meet, Mr. President, to determine and make a ruling on that particular thing that I am, in fact, considered a class of persons. And so with that, Mr. President, I would ask that the Rules Committee convene, and I'll present my case and let them take it under advisement and come back with a decision.
The Rules Committee will meet, and we'll meet in this conference room just off to my left, your right, and the Senate shall stand in recess to the sound of the gavel until we complete that work. Thank you.
Correct it for a while.